Hello and welcome to another episode of Don't Shit on the Bus. I'm your host, Adam Omokaias, tuning in all the way from Los Angeles, California for episode number. We're not going to number this. It's like the last episode, but not really the last episode. It's not even going to be that long. This is kind of just an update. So I stopped posting episodes about like 3 weeks ago, and I meant to make this video 3 weeks ago, and I didn't because I was just kind of exhausted. But the podcast, I feel like for a while I struggled with it. I was like, am I getting lazy or did I do the thing? Did I complete my goal? And I feel like we completed it pretty well. The podcast was never meant to be something that went on inevitably. It was to gather information and learn a lot more about the industry so that I could then construct my book proposal and in the end, make a book out of it. However, the journey was really fun and it was awesome. And if you're just jumping in, if this is the first episode you're listening to and you're like, all right, I want to listen to the most recent episode, I'm just going to give you guys a walkthrough of what we completed, but also be a guide if you've never listened to it before. So, the first 10 episodes, they are kind of your intro to the music industry, the touring music industry. So it's just like all the language, all the jargon you need to know, like what moving pieces exist and what they do. And then after that, we hit the bullet point jobs for tour, like the main jobs. And then from there, it kind of just went to a free-for-all. We had some people check in from tour, some more jobs, some interviews, some crew, some band members. There's like a variety of, we just kept having people come on and chat and talk. It was really fun. And at the beginning, you'll notice it's not just me. It's me and Neil Westfall from A Day to Remember, who is an absolute pleasure and amazing co-host. He is very funny. I miss having him on the podcast. He hit me up a little bit ago to do an episode, and I was like, kind of stopped, kind of moving on. But man, his episodes are gold. We didn't get worse afterwards. They're just so much better with him. Like, I think that his personality is just amazing. I mean, prior to starting the podcast, the reason I asked him to be the co-host was because I used to photograph his meet and greets. Well, the band's meet and greets. And they would do a Q&A and he would always answer the questions. And I was on the floor rolling and laughing. But yeah, that's what the podcast consists of. And I just want to take a moment to thank everybody who came on the show. Everybody, all the patrons who supported the show. You know, there was like a grand total of a couple hundred people. I think in the end, there was still only about 100 people still paying because people come and they go. But there was like 300 of you that paid to support the show over the course, you know, even if it's for a few weeks, a few episodes, whatever. Thank you for making it possible. Like, your weekly contribution is just amazing. So I really appreciate it. We've had so many success stories about people getting on tour, figuring out their path to the music industry, or just understanding it better, or just being entertained. And that makes me so happy. So thank you for writing in, Instagram messaging me, tweeting me, finding me at a venue. I went to a show last night and one of the crew members came up and went, I love your podcast. And it made my heart sink a little bit because I was like, I'm not doing it anymore, really. But I really appreciate that. He's like, dude, funny episodes, great guests. And the thing is that the information isn't going to become invalid for, I mean, it will eventually, right? If stuff changes drastically. But for the most part, these are like, they work. You could go back and listen to them and they'll still work. So if you want to learn all this stuff, if you're just checking in, like start from episode one, the audio is going to be a little bit shittier because Connor had a lot to learn and I did myself too, but we did our best. And you can go from there all the way to the current episode. Everybody will have different favorites. If you do have some favorites, feel free to, you know, I think you can leave a comment on Spotify or question. I don't know. I don't know how you can communicate it, but, you know, tell your friends, tell them a favorite episode. They'll watch it. Moving forward, if you're listening to this and you want to be a guest on the show, I will make more episodes. I'm just stopping with the consistency. I don't know if it's going to be in 3 months, 2 months, 2 years, but something cool comes along, I'll interview them and put them on the podcast because I want people to know about the other jobs that exist or the interesting people I get to meet along the way. But until then, I'm going to be working on the book. If you're a publisher or a agent and you like the concept of the podcast, I've got a book that's like, okay, no, it's pretty good. I think it's well written and I really want to get it published. So I'm on that journey right now. It's a lot of rejection. I know how you guys feel having a hard time getting the road, man. It is a lot. And I feel like every outro from the podcast, I've said that recently because nothing's changed yet. I've just been getting told no, but that's okay. I'm determined and you'll see me either fail drastically or fail very, you know, I'll either accomplish it or learn a lot, I guess is the best way, not fail. And I'll eventually get there. It might be a few months, a few years, but I'll get there. Now, the podcast was a long COVID project and I feel like it's a really good body of work. It started off with me just writing pages and pages and pages of things I know, eventually turned into this. And yeah, thank you so much. Also, thank you to Connor for editing every episode. I appreciate you. Eva, thank you so much for all your contributions. Steve Brazel, thank you so much for helping us with the audio at the beginning. If I'm forgetting anybody, we're a pretty small team. Neil, obviously, thank you for everything. And thank you to all the guests. But, you know, that was, we just ran it with that small team. Very well organized, but not that many of us. So last person, Darian, you were with us at the beginning and you crushed it. We had her while she was in college for a credit working and interning, and she crushed it. So Darian, I'm sorry I forgot you initially, but you're cool too. Me personally, I'm going to be moving on and mostly focusing on my agency. It's called First Three Agency. That is a place we get creatives hired to go on the road and work in the music industry. If you're interested, you can always hit us up. Got a good roster of people and some people who are on the back end. I'd love to have you or just talk to you. In addition, continuing my career as a photographer, kind of took a backseat in my life over the past few years due to COVID and life changes, but, you know, getting back into that a little bit more because I really enjoy it. Other than that, just living my life in LA with my girlfriend and I, my cat Mark, and that's about it. I am living life. I am enjoying it. And thank you so much for being here for these few years where we created this, you know, great body of work together. And I appreciate you guys learning with me and coming on the journey. So yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. With that being said, I will see you on the next episode of Don't Shit on the Bus, whenever that is, or I hope to run into you in real life because that's always more fun. So if you see my bald head at a show, please feel free to come up and tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, I love to meet people. All right. Talk to you guys later.